All dressed in red and nowhere to go. Sit down, get out some caviar. It's the Nerd Files.
Let's jump into Magical Mysteries Tour.
Not that one.
You have the Blu-ray. Wow, okay.
First time I'd ever seen it, and I loved it. It was goofy. It was fun. It was like an adventure the whole time. I only wish it had been a little longer. It was like maybe like exactly an hour or something.
It was 53 minutes. It was made for television, and it aired on BBC on Boxing Day, 67.
And the Beatles directed this time.
Oh, yeah. Paul McCartney directed this one. This was the first movie they did after Brian Epstein overdosed. They kind of just did whatever they wanted. This was also the first time that the general public became aware how many drugs they were doing. Before that, Brian Epstein had kept them as a very, like, wholesome family name. And Magical Mystery Tour kind of changed that because they got to see them, like, they're really high for a lot of this.
It definitely shows.
I am the walrus. Enough said.
that might be the best video in there. That or Your Mother Should Know. Those two are, like, really excellent music videos.
I like the part two with the mountains. I don't know if that's the same.
The
guy.
Yeah.
To your left, it's a bad view. But if you look to your right, and then it goes on to this trippy sequence.
Yeah, where it's like in the different colors, like 2001. Yeah. Yeah, that's the song Flying off of Magical Mystery Tour. It's instrumental.
Yeah, I like that part a lot.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Can definitely see the drug influence. And I think
it goes
the Monkees, the band the Monkees put out a movie called Head, and it's very similar in tone as far as like the drug use and the visuals.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just maybe a coincidence. It was around the same time. But I think that was the 60s, man. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like some of the sketches were very Monty Python. Like the dream sequence where she's in the restaurant and John is piling food, the sloppy food onto her plate. We were watching that and I was like, this is the scene from Monty Python and the Meaning of Life where they vomit a lot. I like this scene better, but because there's no vomit, but well, this is the vomit sketch. It's the exact same like structure, basically.
It just seems too that they kind of just made up stuff as they went along. And,
oh yeah.
You mentioned that Paul McCartney directed it mostly. Was that?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Is that Paul was the one who was like really directing it? Obviously, he had no experience, so like, it's kind of jarring when you like watch them in order and you watch the first two that are directed by Richard Lester, who's like an actual director and like they had an actual screenwriter, and then get to this one where they're like, "Nah, we're gonna do it. Don't worry."
And some, I mean, a lot of the movie looks like, you know, like a home movie, and then there's parts where obviously, like the end with the whole dance sequence, like obviously that was, you know, you had to put a little planning into that. So I thought it was just a fun movie.
And I think that was at an airbase that they filmed the finale at.
I have no idea, but that sounds like,
I mean, it looked like one to me, like a run strip, a big area, you know.
Oh yeah, it was a big area. I just love that like sequence. It's so cool. I have a funny story about the stripper scene.
Oh yeah, do tell.
Okay, yes, do tell. So, Mom had only seen Magical Mysteries Tour at Beatles Fest, which is like a convention that they put together for Beatles paraphernalia and whatnot. So she got Magical Mystery Tour on VHS from Beatles Fest. And then we went home to watch it, and apparently I was about 5. And she was like, he's young, he's not going to understand the drug references, so like he's just going to read it as like a goofy movie, so I think we can get away with it. And then there's the scene where they go and they watch the stripper, and she was like, okay, we're never watching this one again. Like,
did your mom forget about that part?
Well, no, they cut the scene up for the Beatles Fest audience because it's playing to like, it's playing for families and stuff. So like, they just cut that scene. It's just not in it when they show it at Beatles Fest.
Oh. Wow.
So.
Now, is there a lot of special features on the Blu-ray?
I never really looked. There's a commentary. Oh, director's commentary by Paul McCartney. The Making of Magical Mystery Tour. I actually haven't watched any of these.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I got a... I actually had this movie on DVD because I wanted to see it. And I didn't realize it was like kind of like a VHS bootleg. Like they had just taken it from VHS and copied it over to a DVD. So the quality was terrible. I mean, like, I don't know what they filmed it on. It looks like at most 16 millimeter. And so like that like transfer to the VHS and then to the DVD, like you could barely see anything. It was so terrible.
Wow.
This one looks really good. I mean, by comparison, it's still like, it still doesn't look anywhere near as good as the first two, of course, but like,
and it has, you know, it has the letterboxing for the TV.
Yeah.
I just wonder if how much footage they cut out, you know?
Oh yeah. Cause they probably just like went, you know?
Yeah. What kind of bloopers they have? Be kind of funny. But I mean, the album was a hit, right? Massive hit.
I mean, I feel like all of their albums were hits. I mean, like, they're all great. So
right, true.
Maybe not with the Beatles. I don't really like that one as much as the other ones, but.
Well, any other thoughts on Magical Mystery Tour? It's kind of a short movie and. You know, just a fun little psychedelic adventure.
I love Ringo's aunt. It's funny how they like have incorporated fake family members into the movies because the first one had Paul's
father.
Yeah. Or was it his father? I thought it was his grandfather.
I think it was grandfather.
Yeah, grandfather. I'll go with that.
And so then this one has Ringo's aunt, and the family members cause tension, which is. It's funny that that's like the plot line that they went with again. But it was cute because she had like the whole like dream sequence where she falls in love with the guy before he speaks, and then he speaks and she's like, oh no, I don't like him now. And she has the whole sequence, the dream sequence where she's being fed slop by John Lennon in a costume. And that was really funny. John Lennon was in a lot of like goofy costumes and doing stuff throughout the movie.
I know there's a couple parts where I didn't even know if he was in the movie still.
Yeah.
There's one scene where I think he's just in the background with glasses on and just sitting there. I don't know. Like it didn't even look like him too. I thought it was somebody else.
Oh yeah.
Then there's like a, that military guy just, saying gibberish over and over.
Yeah. And then there's the sequence with the wizards that they go back to. There's two scenes of them as wizards. With somebody else, I don't know who that was. It's a weird movie. It's a weird, weird movie. Like,
oh yeah, it was very weird, but fun.
That's one of those ones, like mom said, she was like, I wish you could go back and whisper in their ears, like, go to Liverpool. Do all your Liverpool songs. Like, go down Helter Skelter singing Helter Skelter. Go to Strawberry Fields and do a music video there. Play at the Cavern Club for your climax. Because the Cavern Club that they played in doesn't exist anymore. I mean, there's a new Cavern Club But like, that's only because they were famous enough to like, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to erect a new thing, but that's not where they played. I mean, that building is gone, but it would have been there in 67, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been interesting. I don't, but I mean, again, like you said, it was Paul's first time and the Beatles' first time directing. I mean, they just, maybe they didn't have the focus or the, or the, or maybe they didn't want to do that. They just wanted to make it as they
thought of it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think it was ever a thought in their head. But I mean, we're looking at it from a, like, this is a historical artifact setting. Whereas like they were like, let's get high and make a movie. Like,
that's what it felt like, you know. It was like buddies, four buddies making a film.
Yeah.
Just because.
Mm-hmm. Just because they like were contractually obligated to make a movie, so they decide they're gonna do it. Like,
and they did it.
And it promotes their album. You know, it's like a win-win.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is a weird like kind of stepchild for like, I feel like the five, because it's like, it's the only one that's not professionally produced. And it definitely feels like it. But it also, it's like, all the movies have like the like Beatles charisma and like sense of humor. And this is like raw Beatles charisma, sense of humor. And they're like really stoned comedy.
That is true. Okay, so what is next after this one? Yellow Submarine?
Yellow Submarine, which the Beatles had very little to do with. They show up for the scene at the end, and obviously they agreed to let them use their music, but they didn't do their voices in the movie. Still, I love this one. This one was my favorite as a kid. And it is very trippy. It's the trippiest of them all.
Well, we look forward to it. It'll be in May. We'll do it. We'll do another video of Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I guess that'll do it, right? I mean, anything else you want to add? I mean,
I don't know. I don't really have anything. Like, this one is just fucking nuts. Like,
yeah, me neither.
Honestly, like, we can't even describe this movie if you haven't seen it. Like, you just need to watch it.
Turn it on and enjoy yourself for the next 53 minutes.
Yeah, it's that weird. Like, is that weird? Like, the Fool on the Hill scene is just Paul McCartney on a hill, and then they like go to his eyes sometimes, and he like raises his eyebrows, close ups on his eyes. The I Am the Walrus scene, they just play on a piano, and they have crazy costumes, and they walk in a conga line at one point.
Yes, and it's like a magic school bus.
Yeah. There's a scene where they like all go into a tiny tent, and there's a huge movie projection screen in there, like, and they watch Blue Jay Way. That one's pretty trippy too.
The whole movie is. It's a psychedelic ride.
Oh my god, yeah.
Well, anyways, guys, thanks for watching, and be sure to let us know what you thought of Magical Mystery Tour. We'll be back again for, this has been episode 90, I think, 3 of the Nerd Files. So thank you guys for being here.
Tom, you're welcome. Yeah, I'll play a little.
You want to play us out?
Go ahead. See you next time.